Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Trader Talks. And we're here, as you probably guessed, to talk about trading. Shocking, right? We're going to share insights, use technical analysis and value specific assets and analyze how they react to recent market events. My name is Sam North, market analyst at eToro, and I'm ready to talk trade. Please remember that this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. So, are you ready? Let's go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the latest episode of Trader Talks, where we're going to focus on Carvana, who have reported their latest earnings report, and it's good. They're up over 30% in pre-market trade. Please do remember to like, share, subscribe, and remember this presentation is for educational purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. Let me know in the chat whether you think it's a buy, a sell, a hold, or a leave alone. Put your comments in now. Let's get a conversation going. So what happened? Well, share prices are up over 30% in pre-market trade. As we mentioned, vehicle sales rose 16%, which drove $3.1 billion in revenue. Results, they're saying, could signal that Carvana is moving past the restructuring plan. If you all remember, for any Carvana traders, where it was trading in August 2021, it actually lost nearly 100% of its value, making a low in December 2022. Before the report, since that level, it was up over 3,000%. It is an incredible chart. I can't wait for you all to see this. Net income of $49 million reversal of analyst expectations for $116 million loss. Wow. Carvana beat analyst consensus forecast on the EBITDA of $139 million by $105 million. Let's have a look at this chart because, you know, I know I say this chart is interesting a lot on this channel, but this is phenomenal. The way it got down to where we are, just the way it's traded, it's been remarkable. If we go back to 2020-21, look at that strong resistance, turns to strong support, turns to strong resistance. Support levels are so well respected when they hold and when they break. I mean, this market, by the way, is just given so many opportunities on the upside and the downside to traders of all directions. I mean, the opportunity to have got long, you know, if we look back here, once we broke above this incredible support, having, you know, broken below it, you know, that was the opportunity there, wasn't it? You could argue also the back end of 2024. Then finally, when we break this resistance, you know, breaks up, I guess there would have been some people looking at 57.27 for the opportunity to get long, maybe. But yeah, remarkable opportunities, I have to say, or the way that it moved to the downside and to the upside. We're now trading about 116. So the highest we would have been since somewhere in 2022 early part. So it'd be interesting to see where we open up. Honestly, the next real key level that I think traders are going to look at is towards 158. And you see why that's important. If you go back to 2022 and 2020, that's an area that I think people will potentially be targeting. Now, if it is to break through there, you know, because people will have to start planning for that, you'd be looking for one for a sort of 9.4 as a sort of market related level. Now, of course, with earnings, just because they're good doesn't mean they're guaranteed to keep going up and up and up. It might be that we finish the day lower. Very unlikely considering how higher up we are already. But at what point would the bulls say, okay, look, the market got carried away, it's now wrong? You would say if it does something like this and it goes back below 98 or the highs of the year above that, and I think the bulls remain fully in control here. Let me know what you all think. It's a fascinating chart. I really have to say I really like the way that it looks. I mean, just having a sort of a look at how it's trading now, anyone that's sort of been long from the break since February of this year, you're now sort of looking to target up towards 155. And as I mentioned, you know, not saying anyone would have been able to time it absolutely perfectly, but let's say you bought December 2022 and it's now trading at 116, you're up 4,000%. I mean, that is insane, isn't it? However, there will be people, of course, that have been long way before that and are still in a drawdown. So yeah, for those people that have timed it well, congratulations, remarkable trade. For those that are just looking to enter or relatively have entered relatively soon, keep an eye on all these levels marked up. I think they're the important ones. I'll see you next time on Trader Talks. It's a remarkable chart. Let me know what you all think.
You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.